I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Boss. B-O-S-S, boss. Text the word boss, like a boss.
Yeah.
To 72881 by the end of the hour for your chance at $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000 cash. That's what we want. Money. We love it. Message and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. Simply not allowed. Interns. We need summer interns. We need them now because it's almost summertime.
Right now.
So if you want to do your summer internship here at the Alice, we'd love to have you. You know, the hours, you got to get up early. But there's a lot of perks. A lot of good things happen in the summer at radio stations.
Uh-huh. I had a great interview yesterday.
Oh, good.
Loved
did you
her.
Get the gig?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no. So you're leaving.
I'd never leave you, Vincent.
Oh, Yosie.
The intern, Gabby. Loved everything about
Gabby.
Her.
Gabby. Oh. Is she going to be our Monday, Wednesday, Friday or our Tuesday, Thursday?
Tuesday, Thursday.
No. All righty then. Well, very exciting. So we need a few more, though, for mm-hmm. sure. Send a cover letter and your resume to UZETTE at Radio Alice.
So Gabby's going to be Hooman's intern.
Right, the Tuesday, Thursday.
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, my God. These guys are talking about the dental surgery craziness. Yeah. Both of them are getting massive crap done to their mouths.
Lucky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so lucky.
It starts. Wait, you're doing it this week, right, Who?
Yeah, it's Thursday.
Oy. And you're going to that San Diego doctor. Mm-hmm. You got to fly down to get. How come that guy? Why not someone up here?
Because a lot of people consider him the best dentist in the country.
Oh, well, then that's
the
where
country,
you never...
Maybe I
enough
should go.
Said. Enough said. Yeah,
doctor.
Maybe you should fly down there, Yuzi.
And then, so are you going to come back after having all that work done, like right afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. You're not going to stay in a hotel and recover a little bit?
No.
It's a 3-hour
procedure.
You're going
to get back on a flight?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I bet they would say...
Don't.
That would be bad with the pressure and everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it last time. Stitches. It was okay.
It was.
You don't want to undo what you've done. You've
yeah,
worked so
that's
hard.
True. I should be okay.
Well,
pray
think on it.
Me,
I'm gonna pray for
pray
you.
For
pray to the universe.
Well, how about you?
Keep my little human safe. Yeah. So anyway, this show's having some dental problems.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's what it feels like.
All right. Was there anything else you wanted me to mention?
No. You got your sponsor
okay,
though.
I did. Oh, that's right. I do. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years, and the May sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Bad news for old people. Pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
It'll get you. Just when you think
Every
you're going to make
time.
It to 100, no. We mentioned this early yesterday. Actually, maybe at 7 o'clock I did all the deaths yesterday. So Doris Day, in case you somehow missed it, Doris Day, Hollywood legend. She died yesterday after a long battle with life, I guess, because she was, they actually say she was in great health and pretty agile for her age. And then she got pneumonia. The freaking pneumonia, man. I know, Doris.
Omarosa.
In the late 50s and early 60s, Doris was one of America's biggest box office attractions. She was probably best known. I think the thing she's best known for at this moment is that song, Que Sera Sera. People, you know, here it is. Whatever will be, will be. But she did a bunch of movies with Rock Hudson, and those were the big ones. She actually got an Oscar nomination for one she did with him called Pillow Talk. They also starred together in Lover Come Back and Send Me No Flowers. That song, Que Sera Sera, is from an Alfred Hitchcock movie. The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Oh, that's the answer?
Whatever will be.
Will oh, that's be. Not a good answer.
Future's not ours to see.
Oh,
she
man.
had a sitcom.
I was hanging on every word there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
See? Well,
what's her mom going to say?
Que sera, sera. That's not funny. She had a sitcom called The Doris Day Show on CBS from 68 to 73. Later became an animal activist and had mostly been out of the public eye for a long time now. She was married four times. She had one kid, a son named Terry Melcher. He was a music producer who worked with The Byrds and The Beach Boys.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, he passed away in 04. I don't know when he
was. Did Terry have any kids?
Born.
60s.
Yeah, he was an older dude. Mm-hmm. Did Terry have a kid? I don't know. Actually, there's a story about, I don't have the story right in front of me, but I guess when the Manson, when Charles Manson was like putting his family together,
right.
Terry was one of the people he tried to
recruit.
Come on, Terry. Yeah, and apparently Doris Day stepped in and said, "We're getting you the hell out of here. You can't be affiliated," you know, before anything had even happened.
She grounded him. Dang.
She kept him from being in a cult.
Yeah. And so, you know that house that the murders happened in? That used to be his house.
Oh.
And he moved out, and then, so
And
Manson actually was there before, so he knew the layout.
Oh, wow.
Did yeah. Manson
So Polanski
think-
bought it off of them?
He must have.
Off of, yeah, Doris yeah. Day's son.
Did Manson think that, what's his son's name?
Terry, I don't know
Terry
what
Melcher.
Yeah.
No, Terry was there?
I think he targeted Sharon Tate, right?
Yes. Oh. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't really know.
And
either,
Sharon Tate was Polanski's wife, right?
Yes. Yeah. Heavily pregnant with his kid, too. Actually, I'm looking forward to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the Quentin Tarantino movie, because I'm assuming that we're going to get a little bit of that history.
Yeah.
It's funny, because that's a story that's been around. When did all that happen? Like, 68?
Something like that. Yeah. I read the book when I was a kid, Helter Skelter, and then, you know, I forget.
I know. All the little details.
Terry Melcher has a kid named Ryan Melcher. So the family still survived. And he is a real estate guy in Carmel.
Oh.
That's a good place to be a real estate guy.
Sure it is.
Commissions are fabulous there.
Didn't your boy almost, he got really sick with pneumonia, right? Scott Capurro? Didn't he have pneumonia?
He did have pneumonia. Yeah, he actually says he came pretty close to dying. He had
my
it for
mom,
a few weeks.
My mom's mom died from pneumonia.
It will get
when
you.
When she was a little girl.
Oh, wow.
My mom was a kid when her mom passed away from
so
pneumonia.
Awful.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you just can't fight it when you're elderly. It's what gets, you know, you'll go into the hospital for some other thing and you wind up with pneumonia and that's the death knell. Yeah. It's horrible.
I think John's mom died when she got pneumonia and then was in the hospital. I was like, oh, no. And
it's over. Yeah. So bad news for old people. Pneumonia. More bad news for old people. Hips.
Oh, no.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter, he fell and broke his hip on Monday.
Oh.
That is not his man.
Ow.
Jesus, Bryn.
Why are you blaming me?
Brandon.
You're sitting here in the background.
So he fell and broke his hip. This is a funny story, though. I mean, it's not funny that he broke his
funny.
Hip. It's not funny that he broke his hip, but there's a lot of fun in this story. He broke his hip Monday as he was preparing to leave his home in Georgia for a turkey hunting trip and underwent successful surgery to repair the injury. Can you please see it? Did this happen yesterday or last Monday? I feel like it had to have been last Monday for him to already be complaining about missing out on turkey hunting season. So Carter's 94 years old. Mm-hmm. He was our president in 1976. Rosalind is still alive, his wife, 91 years old. I guess that they're saying he's recovering from the operation. Doctor said it's successful. That's so funny.
It's that. Yeah, yesterday.
Yeah, I think
yesterday.
They rushed him right in. President Carter, the Carter Center, has released a statement about former President Carter's hip surgery. President Carter said his main concern is that turkey season ends this week, and he has not reached his limit. He hopes the state of Georgia will allow him to roll over the unused limit to next year. He's very concerned because he was leaving on his turkey hunting trip.
He needs to kill some crap.
He needs to kill some crap.
I hate that.
He was the governor of governor of Georgia from 71 to 75, served a single four-year term in the White House as our 39th president. He was defeated by Ronald Reagan in 1980. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 02 for his humanitarian work. He's actually survived melanoma, skin cancer, August 2015. had a little dehydration during a trip to Canada in 2017, but pretty damn healthy. Mm. 94 years old, and he's just broken a hip. He has lived longer after leaving the White House than any former president in U.S. history. And he actually, I don't know if you've seen him recently, he looks good. I mean, well, looked. He looked, you know, sometimes these surgeries, man, they actually say, you know, to avoid complete full sedation, the older you get, the more bad things can happen to you under mm-hmm. sedation. Good news for old people.
All right, finally.
Hidden cameras. That's not allowed.
I got a hidden camera story, too.
Oh, you do?
Okay,
oh,
no. Go on. Go
is,
on.
Is it the Bob Kraft story?
No.
Okay. Phew. I don't want to ratten at you. The Pats win again, everybody. Looks like Robert Kraft.
Oh, come on.
Well, they just keep on winning. The judge says he brought it. They were going to release that videotape of him getting from some massage parlor employee. The judge says police video of him inside the Orchids of Asia spa cannot be used in the case and apparently must not be released.
On my drive in my new Maserati, which showed up on my driveway this morning with the keys in the glove box, I came to the conclusion that this video is illegal.
Well, right. According to documents, the judge had big problems with the search warrant that was issued, which allowed police to plant cameras and secretly record Kraft and many others inside the spa. The judge said the police didn't minimize their recordings, meaning they didn't do enough to protect people who were inside the spa getting perfectly legal massages. There were a ton of women naked taped because they were going in to get massages. So they would get undressed, naked, go to the massage table, pull themselves under the sheet. And there's just detectives getting to watch all this. So, detectives who testified in recent weeks said that their only direction while monitoring the cameras...
You mean they actually do massages there, too?
They actually do above-board stuff there as well.
I thought that... What?
Yeah. While monitoring the cameras, the detectives were told we were just to look for illegal activity. The judge said that is not nearly specific enough. They needed to have written guidelines as to when to turn the cameras on and off. In his ruling, the judge said the fact that some totally innocent women and men had their entire lawful time spent in a massage room fully recorded and viewed intermittently by a detective monitor is unacceptable. The bottom line for Kraft is the video can't be used as evidence in his prostitution case. Also, the traffic stop that police made as Kraft left the spa has also been tossed from the case.
Jeez. Wow.
And you know there's not going to be an appeal, right?
Well, of course not.
Oh my God.
The judge's suppression ruling means there's almost no way that spa video will ever see the light of day. If it's not legally obtained evidence, there's no justification for releasing it to the public. So good news for old people, hidden cameras. They're not there. You can't do that.
When's it going to be leaked to TMZ?
Oh, I'm sure pretty soon. Right? Someone's going to get a hold of that.
Yeah.
Somebody wants a payout. There was a Rolling Loud Festival in Miami over the weekend. And I started to see a bunch of stories from this yesterday. A bunch of stuff went wrong. For not so much for the audience. They all went and had fun, although Lil Wayne didn't perform. He was supposed to headline one of the stages. But that did not happen because he refused to let security check him out before letting him onto the grounds. A few hours before the show, he tweeted, "The festival police made it mandatory that I had to be policed and checked to get on the stadium grounds. I do not and will not ever settle for being policed to do my job and give you guys a great show." That was
because I need to take illegal cough medicine in order to be able to do that.
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, he is showing up for work. This was one of four incidents that plagued Rolling Loud this weekend. Earlier on Saturday, Kodak Black was arrested on weapons charges on his way to the festival. NBC says the arrest was the result of an extensive investigation conducted by the U.S. Marshals, ATF, and Miami-Dade Police Department's Northside Gang Unit. They are saying he falsified gun applications on two different occasions in order to buy guns. He knowingly made false or fictitious statements when he tried buying guns twice earlier this year, once in January, again in March. He acquired weapons at least one of those transactions. Let's see.
This is Kodak Black?
Yep. The alleged...
Is this the guy that made all those cracks about...
Yes, London.
That guy's wife?
Nipsey Hussle's wife.
Lauren London, his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then he was also, just right around that time, he crossed into Canada. He didn't realize he'd crossed into Canada. And when he tried to get back into the United States, There was like a warrant for him or something.
Well, that dude's got people after him, right? So, I mean...
Yeah, the lie he allegedly told on these gun purchase falsifications was that he was not under any indictment for a crime that could land him behind bars for over a year. I guess that's one of the things you have to declare. I wonder how many people are like, yeah, yeah, I got that. Oh, I can't get a gun on, bummer. All right, I'll try again tomorrow.
All right, bye.
I'll forget to put that on there. He also has, I guess he was indicted for allegedly sexually assaulting a teenage girl in 2016. Anyway, so he was he wound up being arrested. On Friday night, reports of an active shooter on the ground started spreading. It wasn't true, but then people were injured in the chaos. They were saying, oh, there was a shooting, and everyone started freaking out and running. And then looks like on Sunday, NBA Youngboy, who was one of the performers. Can you find some NBA Youngboy music?
I never heard of this guy.
Here's his. He's got some serious dents in his forehead, like almost looks like a bullet scar.
In his head?
Right on. Look at his forehead.
Ooh.
Or someone took a hammer to him or something. I mean, he's
or
got
he
some
had one of those
and they ventilate
halos.
Your skull. Oh, yeah. Right. That they just jammed right in the center. So this guy was shot at in Miami. He wasn't injured, but his girlfriend was. She was shot.
She was shot.
There was some overhead footage of like his SUV pulled over. And another dude was shot dead. Like a total not associated with any of this. As this shooting went on, the girlfriend was hit. NBA Youngblood, young boy, was not hit, but some random innocent bystander was hit. He was supposed to perform on Sunday night. I don't believe that happened. So that was the fourth incident. Were you able to find any NBA Youngboy?
Yeah, they're all explicit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll skip that. I can guess what it sounds like.
We don't want no trouble. Thank
nope,
you.
Nope, we don't. You are correct. Let's see here. I'll give you a choice. You want to hear about Black China, Chris Brown's new girlfriend, or Stan Lee?
Well,
I got some right now if you want it.
Oh, the NBA yeah, Youngblood?
A little sample that I have pulled before, I guess.
Okay. Wow, what a bummer this guy couldn't perform. I would have demanded my money back.
The NBA stands for Never Broke Again.
Oh. Oh, that does sound familiar. I think mm-hmm. we have talked about this dude before.
Oh.
Anyway, there's that. I'm out of time.
Stan Lee.
Okay, I'll tell you real quick. As you know, he's passed away.
Yeah.
Looks like his former business partner and friend has been charged with several counts of elder abuse. This guy's name is Kia Morgan.
Why would
K-E-Y-A.
You do it, Kia?
For money.
But people
this is the
love
guy who
Stan Lee.
Took this dude, moved him away, isolated him, moved him out of where he was staying.
Stole his blood, right?
I think is part of the stolen blood. He was like autographing things in the dude's blood. And then something like $5 million is unaccounted for. And now the family is charging this guy with elder abuse and stealing. I guess that they've got some kind of restraining order against this guy. Although Stan has since passed. The guy says, this is a witch hunt by his daughter and her lawyer against me because she can't stand the fact that Stan liked me so much. I will 100% prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the allegations against me are false. The truth will come out. That's the guy's name, Kia.
Right.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Another camera story after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 8:37.
Just
it's Tuesday.
That song.
Just rocking out in here. Got it to run back over to the mic because we were dancing, having such a good time.
It is a party in here.
It certainly is. Right now, caller number 97-800-400-3697 gets a killer prize, a pair of single-day tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley. These are for Sunday, May 26th, with exclusive Sunday access into the Jam Cellars Club Room to see unplugged artists jam sessions with Jay. I know it's such a big deal. Call now, 800-400-3697. Hooman is answering the phones today. Caller number 97 wins the prize.
The Radio Alice Report.
You get to win Jane?
No, yes, yeah, you win Jane. You win a day with Jane.
That's awesome.
Jane, you're playing a game called...
Don't stop.
Called I Get By there Its Real Name. Making believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Call now and win Jane.
She's a good prize.
Yeah, she is. The
Jane,
best.
You say it's a game you never can win, girl.
Where'd
so
you go?
I ask you, where you been, baby? Like a cat and a mouse. A cat and a mouse. And from house to house. But you don't say you don't know what I'm talking about. I only know the one part we play all the time.
Well, check out Jane this afternoon, and you have a chance to win a hang with Jane
together.
By calling now.
That's part two.
800-400-3697. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Home mortgage rates are down. Lock in a low rate today at Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
All right. Man.
Home mortgage rates are down.
Yeah.
Check out Fremont Bank.
Do it.
The Sharks lost last night, so the series is tied, and it goes to St. Louis tomorrow. The Warriors play at home tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. That's game one of the Western Conference Finals. Go Warriors!
Warriors. Tonight's the night.
Rain?
No. No, that can't be. That has to be a misprint.
And snow.
No. Oh, okay. We'll take a little snow.
They're saying they could get up to a foot of new snow in Tahoe.
What is happening?
Is that
possible? Is this climate change? What is this? What's happening?
I mean.
What's going on?
Oh, Wednesday and Thursday it's raining.
And Saturday.
Rain and snow.
Please.
God, I hope they're wrong as usual.
They're not.
No, it's a big storm too. San Francisco could endure months worth of rain in a single day this week.
Oh my
starting
God.
Wednesday afternoon with Jane. Don't do it. We already lost 5 minutes
yep,
on that.
I agreed. I was not going to jump in.
And it'll go into Thursday. So
crazy.
Rain and snow.
Insanity. What's going on here?
Rain and snow.
No.
Get ready.
Now.
Oh, I wanted to do this story because we already did the Monsanto lawsuit, the Roundup, where they have to pay $2 billion.
By the way, there's like thousands of lawsuits lined up ready to go.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to have the money to pay that.
Right.
So.
Of course not. Yeah, they have the money to pay lawyers to keep it in court forever. And
right.
Ever and ever and ever. And no one ever gets paid.
The family of a Florida man, they say, was drunk when he crashed his car, is suing Tiger Woods, his girlfriend, and his restaurant, saying they should have prevented the man from drinking too much and driving to his death. Nicholas Immisberger died December 10th near the community of Port Salerno.
Oh, where's that?
It's about 20 miles from the Woods Jupiter Restaurant and Bar. That's where this guy worked, and that's Tiger Woods' club.
Oh, this guy worked there
he
as
worked
well.
He worked there, yeah. So he crashed his Corvette.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, they say Woods, who owns the restaurant where this guy worked as a bartender, and Erica Herman, who was listed in the complaint as the general manager of the business, is also Tiger Woods' girlfriend.
What's
are being
like?
Blamed for wrongful death. I've never seen her.
Yeah, I need to know what Tiger Woods' current
Erica
girlfriend
Herman,
looks like.
Look her up.
Yeah, let's have a look at her.
She's pretty, a brunette girl.
Yeah, very pretty.
She's, yeah, pretty girl. Surprise, everyone. He's dating someone pretty.
Mm-hmm. The lawsuit is being brought by this guy's parents. They say he finished his shift around 3 p.m., sat at the bar drinking, and died in a single car accident at 6 p.m. Mm. His BAC, or BAL, whatever.
Blood alcohol content?
Yeah, whatever. That 0.25, three times the legal limit.
Oh, boy.
And they say that he was driving about 70 miles per hour in a 55 zone. A lot of the people at the club or this restaurant knew this guy was an alcoholic.
Oh.
And that he'd been trying to get sober.
Oh. Well, being a bartender is not a super helpful
not the
sober
best.
Job.
No, it is not.
Wow.
They also say that he'd been attending Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and had another alcohol-related crash last November. And they say Woods and Herman knew of his disease, but they were drinking with this guy a few nights before the fatal crash. Nights before,
right.
not the
night of.
They say that the suit alleges that employees and management at the Woods promoted drinking by employees.
Like hang out here and continue to drink.
I think that's part of the restaurant and bar business, isn't it?
It is. I bartended for years and there was definitely no problem hanging out.
Well, you get to know everybody. Right. You've been working there all day. When you get off, you hang out with them, right?
I mean, isn't that... You drink when you get off work.
Yeah.
And you sit at the bar with the rest of your...
I never worked at a place like that, but I know people who did, and they always hung at their place.
Not to mention there were drugs there. So
I don't know anything about that. Anyway, what do you say? What say you?
You know, I feel like this is a tough one. I mean, not this one in particular. I actually think this one is pretty cut and dry. They know this guy's an alcoholic. They're feeding him drinks for hours, and then they let him get in his car. You know, I do waver on the responsibility of bars. On a busy night, you might not even notice that someone is being overserved. I mean, I feel like there's some personal responsibility in that. I just don't know about this one because they knew this guy. They know he's an alcoholic, and they knew he was drunk when he got in his car. To me, that speaks to responsibility on the part of the management of that bar.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Well,
I would go the other way.
If it was a random patron, I just don't think you don't know that person's personal history. And also, if you've got a busy bar, you don't know what you served that person. I hate to say that.
I feel horrible for this guy's parents.
Oh, it's terrible.
I'm sure they've struggled watching their son struggle, but I do feel like they're taking the responsibility that was their son's and putting it on other people.
Right.
And it's in their grief that they do this,
sure.
So I don't even blame them.
No, I
hear
you
too. But
I
feel like a judge should absolutely say, I'm so sorry for your loss, but your son lifted his elbow, bent his elbow to his lips repeatedly.
And then got in his car.
And then got in his car.
Turned the key. And
Tiger Woods wasn't within shouting distance of this place the day he got in his car and drove away and killed himself. I just don't see how that's...
Well, I mean, there needs to be a personal responsibility element in some of this stuff. It's not...
That's what I mean.
Right.
That's what I mean. It's on you, Holmes.
But the fact that they know this guy, they know at this bar, the other people there know he's an alcoholic.
All right, let me ask you this.
I can see why it might go in the parents' favor.
If he got a DUI, would they be able to blame Tiger Woods for that?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it gets fuzzy, like, you know? Maybe they would. I don't know, Vin. I don't know what the rules are.
All right.
To me, just because he was a person known to those people, that's the only reason I could see them side. But again, you leave a bar drunk and drive, it wouldn't be the first time that a bar was shut down over that.
You know? No, I do think there have been cases where someone's been overserved and
Absolutely.
It ends up being the bartender's responsibility
right, somehow.
To have cut that person off. All right. Well, anyway, Tiger Woods gets to hire some lawyers and fight that off.
I'm sure he doesn't have to hire them. He's already got them. They're
right.
All set. They're ready, just waiting for their next paycheck.
The condom brand Skin.
Oh.
You ever tried them?
No, I don't have a lot of experience with condoms these days.
No, condom brand Skin just launched a new Chrome extension that blocks you from seeing your friend's endless string of baby photos on Facebook. That's
what?
Right.
Oh, praise
what?
The Lord.
Skin Condoms has an extension called the Baby Blocker.
Oh.
And it keeps baby photos from showing up on your Facebook
feed.
You're
not going to have any real babies. You're not going to see any pictures of babies. There's going to be no babies in your life. You're welcome, Skin Condoms.
It covers them up, the baby pictures, with pictures of food, cars, and sporting events.
Wow.
So it's geared towards single people who've had about enough.
Yeah.
I've
baby
had it
pictures.
With your kids up to here.
Babies are so cute, though.
Well,
oh,
look,
tickle, tickle, tickle.
To the single people who are hostile towards their friends, human, The thing is that, you know, this stuff takes over your life, mm-hmm. and then it becomes
it is your life. There's nothing else to share because there is nothing else.
That's all you do,
right?
And that's where you find yourself.
And you want other people to suffer too, so you got to put those pictures up.
And especially the baby days. As they get older, you're like, all right, go off and
go play with your friends. I'm not having another tea party with you.
But now, early days, boy, you are in it,
Daddy.
So anyway, if you want the baby blocker, it's a Chrome extension brought to you by the fine folks at Skin Condoms.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's very interesting. Good job, Skin.
Mm-hmm. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, there's an obscure gender-neutral term for nieces and nephews. Sarah, do you know it?
I don't.
Is it something similar to nieces and nephews?
It's nibblings.
Nibblings. Not siblings, but nibblings.
Huh. What do you think about that?
Well, it's your kids' cousins, right?
Nibbles.
I think it's adorable.
Nibbling.
Nibblings.
The word onesie is trademarked by Gerber.
Oh.
And they go after companies that use it instead of generic alternatives like infant bodysuit.
Oh.
Oh, that's...
Onesie. And everybody knows what a onesie is. It is a little, it's like a little leotard for a baby. I like it.
This story comes to us from Reddit. An Alaskan teenager is seeking legal advice after his parents set up security cameras in his bedroom and bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Because they've had it with him and his self-love.
Oh, my God. Let the kid do what he's going to do. Stay out of his bathroom.
What can I do? He asks on Reddit. I'm 15 and think I should be allowed to touch my own body. This is embarrassing and destroys my privacy.
Yeah.
Please help.
Just squirt some shaving cream on there.
Don't say squirt.
Shaving cream.
At the beginning of May, his parents caught him.
Yeah.
Caught him. A normal behavior.
So what?
His parents
it is normal.
Are apparently against.
Oh, for God's sake.
He wrote that his parents have taboo beliefs regarding the activity before marriage.
Does it say what religion they are?
It doesn't.
Oh, really? Before marriage? It's okay to do that after you're married?
My dad barged in without knocking and started screaming at me. Can you imagine? You're right in the middle. You're in your own hand. And there's your dad.
Like, really, Dad?
He and my mom then sat me down and told me I'm not allowed to do that to myself.
They put up cameras.
The mortified teen agreed not to do it anymore, and he later found an Amazon package with indoor security cameras inside. Oh, I asked my dad, and he said, they're going in your room and in your bathroom so we can make sure you're not doing what you are not supposed to be doing.
This is horrifying. Oh, no wonder people are so messed up. Just touch yourself as much as you want.
I said that wasn't okay, and he said that I agreed not to do that. And this is just holding me to my agreement.
Yeah, but Dad, I am going to poop. I don't really want you seeing that.
I found an article that talks about every religious view on masturbation. You want me to post that?
Sure.
I don't know about that.
I'd
say probably don't.
I say post it.
Post it on your page.
No, I don't care. My mom, she wouldn't like that.
Well, she doesn't. Your mom says you can't, right?
No, we've never had that talk.
That's
never.
Good. It's
never.
That's a solid thing not to talk about with your parents.
But if you asked her,
no,
is it okay if I do this regularly, she would be mad at you?
That has never crossed my mind.
You go right ahead.
Is that her?
It's me, Zara.
Yourself.
Learn to love yourself, people. It's the greatest love of all. When you're all alone, you're still there.
I believe the children. Teach them well.
Let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter
remind us how
we used to be.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please, for the love of God, don't text and drive.
Do not do it. We'll never ask you to not do anything else. Just don't do that. Do all the other stuff. Anything you want to yourself.
I was checking my text at a red light yesterday afternoon, and my 7-year-old said, Sarah and Vinny said, don't text and drive. Who knew you guys would be a good influence?
No, we're a solid LOL. Influence. We are the way to raise your children. We believe that children are the future. Who knew?
NBA is one of the hottest in hip-hop, you guys.
Well, yeah.
Shows you how deep into hip-hop I am.
NBA young boy is only 19.
Will he be old boy at some point?
NBA young boy fell off a bunk bed, and that's where those scars are from.
Oh, he should make up a better story.
Yeah, that is
not
a good story.
That is a terrible, terrible story. That's my head so hard I blocked a bullet. That's what that story is.
Sheesh.
A major divots in his forehead.
Bunk bed.
Terrible story.
Fun fact, Melcher was a producer who reneged on a recording deal for Manson. Manson was targeting Melcher or whomever was in the house the night of the murders.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he was the target. Holy crap. That is crazy. Yeah. And then they went in there and found Sharon. Poor Sharon Tate.
Mm-hmm.
8 months pregnant.
Yeah, but if you're Manson.
Yeah.
How do you not know the house has been up for sale, sold, someone moved out, and someone moved in and has a full whole other life?
Someone else said that the house was leased by Polanski.
Oh. Oh.
So they just and then Manson wasn't even there, right? For
right,
the murders,
it was just the family.
It was the other people.
Right, but somebody's got to do some recon, right?
Yeah.
Nah, you're a criminal.
Well, he was busy doing satanic rituals. So.
Right. And
yeah,
acid.
It takes up a lot of time, you guys.
Mm.
I do care.
Jesus. Human is ridiculous. There are plenty of excellent dentists here in San Francisco. There's literally no reason for him to fly to San Diego to see a dentist.
Maybe there's a girl in San Diego we don't know about.
No.
Dun, dun, dun.
Shame.
It's so funny. As soon as this
shame.
Work.
Shame.
Oh,
shame.
Wow. That was intense.
Shame. Hey, is your mom going to San Diego with you?
No.
What?
Why?
You're going for a surgery. Shouldn't your mommy be there?
No. I'm 45.
I should be
I'm
there.
A 44-year-old man.
Whom?
Are you?
I am. as soon as the work was done, I was like, I can't kiss. I can't do anything. Like, my whole
kiss.
Mouth was.
Yeah. That's why your mom can't come?
No.
You can't kiss her?
No, because you guys
kiss.
Were talking about, is there a girl down there? I'm like, how? Wouldn't even matter if there was. Like, you can't do anything. Like, you're just so swollen.
Oh, you poor thing.
Down
can't
there?
Kiss.
Everywhere.
What's the dentist doing down there?
He's got teeth down there. It's weird.
All right. We better break.
All right.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.